cries with those who cry. He won't give up or walk away when other people do, 'cause God loves people more than anything.
God loves people more.
Turning Point with Shammy.
Greetings in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. You're tuned in to Joyful FM Life Changing Radio. It's a beautiful Wednesday evening, the time being 7:03 p.m. Central African Time, with your girl Shammy, welcoming you to the third episode of the program Turning Point, where we uplift and help each other grow spiritually through real life changing testimonies. Today we'll look at marital problems, one of them being barrenness or childlessness in a marriage, how it affects us as Christians, and how we can overcome through faith in Jesus Christ. Marriage is the firmest foundation between a man and a woman to build a family. God intended the marriage union to be blessed and fulfilling. When a woman and a man get married, they are expected to be fruitful, this being the mentality that the society has. Dear listener, I believe you can imagine then how the failure to fulfill the role of being a mother or a parent can affect a person's life. Barrenness comes with a lot of challenges. One becomes the talk of the society. You face tremendous pressure from those around you. You get belittled by those close to you. So today, we look at how one woman overcome all those challenges through their faith in Jesus Christ. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after this song by Kensington Temple, When I Say Your Name.
Peace, your vision.
that's who you are to me. Who you are to me. Oh, Comforter, Emmanuel, first and last, that's who you are to me.
You might be wondering, where is God when you can't get pregnant? We will get to know how God can heal the pains of infertility through a testimony of a woman who overcame the pain and torture of childlessness through Jesus Christ. Let's get right to it. She says, I got married to the love of my life, the man I had known since high school. As we were both Christians, we kept ourselves till marriage. When we got married, all we thought of was having kids. Yes, you heard me right. We were one of those couples who start trying for a baby soon after being husband and wife. Reality started to sink in after 2 years of trying with nothing to show for it. Doctors' tests showed that nothing was wrong with either of us. The pain of infertility happens when you toss another negative pregnancy test in the trash can. When you lay in your bed at night and your husband holds you as you stare into the darkness and silently cry. You get reminded every time you sit at a baby shower and see all the tiny gifts, and you wonder if you will ever have any gifts of your own to open. I would sometimes look at my flat stomach and put my hand over it, imagining what it would look like or feel like if I was pregnant. Sometimes people would come up to us and say, isn't it about time you two started having kids? And we would just smile to hide away the pain. We wondered why it was easy for everyone else except us. We had thought it would be easy for us to conceive on the first try, but it wasn't. Let us take a music break and we'll be right back after the song.
I confess, SOS, I need you daily. Yeah. Can't lie, say the pain don't faze me. My God, who gon' help these babies? on my mind.
I've been in the fire so long, I can't get burned no more. I thought you was putting out the flame, but it was rain from the storm. Thoughts over my head, making me stressed all day long. They won't let me rest, S on my chest. I ain't that strong. I need a lifeline right now. 911 won't do. My back's against the wall now. Done all that I could do. I prayed every prayer, went to every service like I know how. Just a ship without a sail. I'm lost without your help. I need help. Oh, Lord, I need your help. Help. Ooh, oh. Help. Ooh, Lord. Lord, I need your help. Said I do, but to tell the truth, sometimes I don't. But it ain't about my will, it's all about what you want. Yeah. Family used to be first, things getting worse in my home. My brother is hurt, we need a word, it's too far gone. I need a lifeline right now, 911 won't do. My back's against the wall now, done all that I could do. I prayed every prayer, went to every service like I know how. Just a ship without a sail, I'm lost without you.
Help now, see, I feel left out, I can't tell my right from my left now. But my mama's crying cause my daddy's dying. He got pains all in his chest now. My daughter's having these nightmares. I might be wrong, but I'm right here, yeah. I'm trying to hold on when my hands hurt or the ropes out. Cause when life fights, it don't fight fair. So I'm leaning all on these ropes now. And I got hope, but it's low now. So I'm leaning all on these quotes now. Like never leave me, won't forsake me. If you don't help me, I don't make it.
I just played you a song by Erica Campbell titled Help, featuring LaCroix. Let's continue with our testimony. She goes on to say, during this painful season in our lives, I became stubborn and bitter. I wanted so badly to be in charge. I wanted to call the shots and I wanted life to go the way I planned. But instead of getting any of the things I wanted, God took me on a journey of surrender to Him and showed me that He was worth of my trust, whether or not I had a baby. He showed me how to worship Him while my hands were still empty and my womb was still barren. As month after month of disappointment went by, the only thing I knew how to do was to tolerate God's will while being unable to get pregnant. I actually became good at tolerating God's plan for my life, but you know what? God didn't just want me to tolerate Him and His plan.
Don't even think about going anywhere else. You might just miss something joyful right here on Joyful FM.
He says in his word, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." So instead of just tolerating what God was doing, God was calling me to embrace and rejoice in who He is, trust His goodness despite my infertility, and to be thankful. I had to realize that if this was God's will for me not to get pregnant, I needed to start thanking Him for it, and not just begrudgingly thank Him, but joyfully. So practically, I had to find reasons to thank Him for what He was doing in my life. Let's take a music break and we'll be right back after the song.
The brooks are dry.
We're in despair. We
have scarcely
full of fear.
But still.
If I never get tomorrow,
yeah.
Give me today.
To say I love you.
And if I never escape sorrow,
yeah. To always trust in you.
I won't forget.
And if I never get to where I want to be, yeah,
I still believe in you.
I will always trust in you. Oh yeah. No matter what.
I still believe. If you never heal me,
you've given me the strength to keep on living.
And if I'm always broken hearted,
you've given me the mind just to keep forgetting. Touch my people. And if you're never worth a billion, you're worth the life I gave up so I could keep you. And if you never get the approval of men, just live to hear me say, well done, and And if you wonder why you mean that much to me, 'cause you still believe in me.
That was a song by Lawrence Flowers and Intercession titled Still Believe. Oh yes, no matter what you're going through, believe and have your hope in God. Let's continue with our testimony. So, like God's word told me to do, I found reasons to be thankful. I thank God for every little thing I could think of about my situation. I thanked Him that I didn't have to go through morning sickness or pregnancy or labor, that I didn't have to stop exercising, that I had so much time with my husband. But I was also thanking Him for His unique plan for me, for protecting my body from something I might not be able to handle, for the people He had already placed in my life to love, and for all He had already entrusted to me. I admit, at first those prayers of thanks felt kind of awkward and flat. Was I really thanking God for withholding the thing I so desperately wanted? Yes, and it was the kind of gratitude that opened my eyes to see what God was already doing in my present stage of life. It opened my heart to trust Him and to desire His will above my own, even if I didn't understand it. It opened my arms to embrace Him, to embrace all of Him, whether or not I ever got pregnant. For once, I was not worshiping God with clenched fists, but with open hands. I learned that only open hands can receive from the Lord, not clenched ones. As I stretched my hands open, I could finally receive what He had been trying to give me all along, Himself. The deep longing and aching I felt within me for a child could only ever be satisfied in Him, when I found my joy in Him alone and not in what I wanted Him to give me. I was finally content. I was finally at peace. I was finally happy. I no longer felt jealous of all the women in my life with babies. Infertility no longer sounded like a death sentence. It sounded like a beautiful calling to something different than I had planned. I realized that even though no child lived in my womb, the Holy Spirit lived in me. If my womb was empty, my heart was full of life and full of God. I was alive in Him and He was alive in me. That was a miracle. Little did I know that as I was busy focusing on God, He was graciously healing my womb, and I was able to give birth to a beautiful baby girl. Glory be to God. That was the end of our testimony. Let's take a music break and we'll be right back after the song by Takalani Chariondo titled Pray Until Something Happens.
You need to pray until something happens. Something happens, you need to pray.
We really serve a living God, a God who answers by fire. His love never fails indeed. Dear listener, you need to push. Oh yes, you need to pray until something happens indeed. Remember, barrenness is not the end of the world. If you feel you're losing hope, refer to the Bible in the book of 1 Samuel, where we meet a woman by the name Hannah, who suffered infertility and bullying, but she never stopped crying unto the Lord. She gave it all to God in prayer, and God heard her prayer and answered it with a son. Also look at Sarah, who had her first child at a very old age. All these women are in the Bible, and their stories show that there is hope in Jesus Christ. Seek Him first and all those things will be added unto you. We're happy that our sister found God and her turning point, and we're grateful for sharing their testimony with us. May she and her family be blessed.
Thank you for choosing Joyful FM, a radio station that can transform your life and help you in your walk with Jesus every single day. It's a blessing to have you here.
If you feel you have a testimony to share on how you reached your turning point, please write to us on our Facebook page, Joyful FM Life Changing Radio, or my own page, Turning Point with Shami. Or email us on joyfulfmradio@live.com. Be it in marital problems, peer pressure, alcoholism, divorce, adultery, pornography, masturbation, cyberbullying, sexual immorality, drug abuse, and sexual abuse. Let us tell your story. You can be anonymous, as we're not here to judge anyone. You never know how your story can have an impact on another person going through the same situation. Help us bless somebody out there with your story. We've reached the end of our program, Turning Point. I'm your host, Shami. Blessed night to you all. Let's meet next week right here on your favorite station, Joyful FM Life Changing Radio, same time.
I come before you today, and there's just one thing that I want to say. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all you've given to me, for all the blessings that I can. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. With a grateful heart, with a song of praise, with an outstretched arm, I will bless your name. And gave me your light. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You took my sin and my shame. You took my sickness and healed.
heal all my pain. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
With a grateful heart, with a song of praise, with an outstretched arm, I will bless your name.
Yes, we thank you. Oh, we thank you.